Well, I'm pleased to say that my guest has arrived in the studio. It's Sophie Ead. Let me just introduce Sophie with a little bit of chat. It's a quarter of a million people in Essex have some degree of hearing loss, and nationally that amounts to one in six of the population. Hearing Help Essex exists to alleviate the isolation and loneliness that hearing loss can bring. So I'm pleased to say with me today is Sophie, the CEO of Hearing Help Essex. Welcome, Sophie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It's great to see you again because I know you, but I didn't know I know you, did I? You've been in here before, about 10 years ago, probably.
Yes, I used to live in Brentwood.
So. That's right, and at which time you were Sophie Bebeck then.
I was.
And I knew you as soon as I saw you, but I've only got a vague recollection of what it was all about then, but it was in a similar vein, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was a musician by trade in a past life before my hearing got damaged.
Okay.
And I ran various community choirs and concerts and
things. That's right. I remember. Yeah. You've already done a bit of it, but before we go on to talk about Hearing Help Essex, tell us a bit about yourself, Sophie, and how you got involved with the organisation.
Yeah, so I unfortunately lost my hearing quite suddenly in my mid-20s, and I've been a hearing aid wearer, well, for the last 20 years, really.
Right.
I've got my first one when I was 17. And as I've kind of morphed through various careers, I've found different challenges. And one of those in particular, about 7 years ago, was how to use a telephone in a work environment when you wear hearing aids. It's
challenging,
actually really difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I got introduced to Hearing Help Essex, the charity.
Okay.
They helped me with some advice around equipment and things. And then about 6 months later, they got in contact with me and they said, oh, we're looking for a new manager. Just thought we might slide the job spec under your nose.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, 6.5 years I've been leading the charity now, and I love it.
Well, that's brilliant. So you kind of passed the interview without even knowing it beforehand, didn't you? Yeah, that's brilliant. Okay, well, let's talk about the organisation itself. What would you say is the aim of Hearing Help Essex? It's sort of mission statement.
So Hearing Help Essex exists to ensure that there's no one living in Essex with hearing loss that feels they can't do anything or feel lonely or isolated by their hearing loss. There's a lot of gadgets and gizmos out there, hearing aids being the main thing that's issued. And sadly, a lot of people don't want to wear them or don't know how to wear them. And we're there. I call us the one-stop shop for hearing loss in Essex.
Okay, that's brilliant. You ought to be a PR person, I think. Yeah, no, it's very good. So how do you actually do that? What sort of services do you offer?
So we've got two main services. Yeah. The first is an NHS hearing aid support service that was really what the charity was founded on. It was founded 40 years ago by some volunteers who realised that the basic maintenance of hearing aids, so that what that means is the tubing on the hearing aids, it needs changing every 4 to 6 months,
right,
and it needs a good clean to keep the hearing aid in good working order. And they realised that a lot of elderly people can't manage this themselves, whether it's due to poor eyesight or dexterity. Mm. So at NHS Hearing Aid Support Service, we've got about 28 sessions a month across Essex, where our volunteers, they've been trained by the local hospitals to do all that basic maintenance and also basic repairs.
Okay. Yeah.
It's also done as a home visit service for anyone that can't get out to the sessions. And then our other main service is information, advice and guidance. And that can be anything from someone calling us saying, oh, I think I'm losing my hearing, I don't know what to do. And we can tell them about how to get their hearing tested, what to expect from that, through to, like the example I gave, you know, you've started a new job or your circumstances have changed in life and you realise you've met another barrier.
Uh-huh.
Another example, like I had a baby 2.5 years ago, I was just telling you.
Congratulations, yes.
Thank you. And all of a sudden it was, oh, crikey, I need to be able to hear my baby crying in the night.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll give advice about any bits of equipment or just coping mechanisms or strategies. And ironically, just provide a listening ear, really, for anyone that's experiencing problems because of their hearing loss.
Well, that sounds brilliant. Is this all free?
Yeah. Wow. So it's all provided free of charge with thanks to our funders.
Okay,
So right. We've got lots of different people who support our work. But yeah, we always provide our services free of charge.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I know there's a lot of private companies now who are offering hearing help, if you like, but it seems incredibly expensive to me. Obviously, those that can afford it, if they choose to do that, that's fine. But
so hearing loss is very common, as you said in your stats at the introduction, and something like 70% of people who are 70 and older will have a hearing loss.
Mm.
Which is massive. Mm. But it takes most people about 10 years to accept they've got a hearing loss and to address that hearing loss. And they tend to only address it when things get desperate.
Yeah, okay.
And at that point, you're actually quite vulnerable, right? Because you just want a solution to the problem and you will spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to down talk the private providers because they do a great job and they meet some needs in the market that maybe the NHS can't meet. But again, we talk to people about what their options are and what might work best for them to meet what their needs are.
Mm, good advice. Yeah. Now, you've recently expanded your free service to support local people with hearing loss across Brentwood and Basildon districts. How's that going?
It's going really well. Yeah. This was like, when we got the funding for it, I actually cried.
Okay.
Because when I arrived at the charity 6 years ago, I sort of identified there were certain areas where our service wasn't running that I really wanted it to run. Mm-hmm. But because it is in part an NHS service, we're quite limited to where we can get funding for it. And we had to work with the NHS to make sure we could expand the service. So we finally got there after lots of delays with COVID and whatnot. In July, we started 4 new locations. So in Gatestone, working with the parish council at the Seymour Pavilion, Brentwood, St Thomas's Church Centre, we're using their church hall. And then Billericay, we're at the town council, new town council building, and also in Laindon Medical Centre. So that's really just an extension of what we've been doing so well for the last 40 years, which is the NHS hearing aid support.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. You mentioned funding briefly, though. You are a charity. How do you get your funding?
So we do get some grant funding from local government and from the NHS, but the rest of it is basically me going around asking people nicely. So lots of trusts and foundations, people like the Essex Community Foundation support our work. And also we find actually a lot of our service users want to support our work. So we do have collection tins at our sessions.
Lovely. Yeah.
So if anybody does want to contribute, they can.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, I'm sure like most charities, you depend on volunteers to help you with your work. In fact, it was a friend of mine that volunteers for you that put us in touch. So we must have a quick shout out here to Heather Oxley. Thanks, Heather.
So Heather's one of our, I call them our superheroes.
Okay.
We've got 55 volunteers at the moment who run this service, and they are just amazing. I can't sing their praises enough. Nothing's too much trouble. They love learning new skills. Obviously, new hearing aids are coming out all the time. There is a pace of change involved with volunteering in this job, and also getting out to housebound patients. Often we'll get a request and within a day our volunteers out there and they've done the job.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And I mean, they're almost too efficient because then we get in trouble when we don't do it quite that quickly.
Expectations. Yeah, fair enough. Wonderful volunteers. What about Heather? Does she give you a lot of trouble?
Do you know what? Heather actually said to me about a year ago, I want to be busier.
Okay.
And I kept saying to her, I will make you busier. Once we're in Brentwood and Billericay, I'll get you some more volunteering work. So I don't know whether she's still feeling that way or now she feels we're asking her to do too much, but no, she's a superstar.
Absolutely, I'm sure. And Heather did say, what a lovely bunch of people, lovely atmosphere working for Hearing Help Essex. So there you go, that's great. So Are you still looking for more volunteers at the moment?
Yeah, so we could do with one or two new volunteers in the Brentwood and Billericay areas.
Okay.
We're lucky that we've got like kind of a good core team at the moment.
Yeah.
But obviously people have holidays and we want to be able to help more people.
Sure.
And the venues that we've chosen in the Brentwood area, like we could have another workstation with another volunteer and offer more appointments to see more people.
Okay.
So really a case of the more the merrier at the moment.
Mm, great. Okay. So what sort of work do they get involved in, your volunteers? What are they actually doing?
So there's two main roles.
Yep.
One is the hearing aid, what we call a technical volunteer. So they're trained by us and by the local hospital to do the changing of the tubing and the cleaning of the hearing aids.
Yep.
And we always say, like, we think this is one of the best volunteering roles locally, because within 10 minutes you've put a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
It's quite a quick interaction. It's quite a quick, like, you get your feedback really quickly. It's, and also, we only ask volunteers to commit to one session a month. So that's like 2 or 3 hours once a month minimum. Some volunteers obviously also like to do home visits and things. So that's a technical volunteer. We do all the training, we provide all the tools, everything you need. Mm-hmm. And then the other role is called the meet and greet host.
Okay.
They're basically do what they say on the tin. They welcome people, make sure they've got an appointment booked, make sure, you know, if they just want a chat, they'll sit and have a chat with them. Mm. And they sort of do all the admin at the session, and they send all the information back to our office to make sure we're keeping a good record of what we're doing to people's hearing aids. Mm,
sounds really interesting. That's great. So, if anyone would like to contact you, either with a view to volunteering or to getting some help, how can they do that?
So, we've got our website, which is just hearinghelpessex.org.uk. All our contact details are on there, but for those who are listening who maybe aren't online, you can call us on 01245 496 347 as well. And if your hearing's not so good and you're not so confident using the telephone, you can send us a text message on 07950 406 173.
Lovely stuff. Well, thanks very much, Sophie. Sounds like great work from you, your staff, and your lovely volunteers. We'll get all those details up on our website later today. So if you didn't catch those numbers, look at the Phoenix FM website later. It's phoenixfm.com. And keep up the good work. Well
done. Thank you, Bob, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Come back and see us again if you're, you know, if you've got any needs, or if you're putting on any events or anything like that.
Thank
come
you.
Come along and we'll publicise them for you. Thanks, Sophie. That's Sophie Ead, CEO of Hearing Help Essex.